This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has appointed a veteran executive of healthcare systems as director of the Department of Social Services. Alan Freeman is president and CEO of Grace Hill Health Centers, which operates five healthcare centers and a community health program in St. Louis. The appointment was announced yesterday and requires confirmation by the state Senate. Freeman will replace Brian Kincaid, who's been acting social services director since June 2011. Kincaid will remain with the department as deputy director. Freeman is president of the board of the St. Louis Integrated Health Network. He has also held senior leadership positions for hospitals and health centers in southeastern and west central Missouri and other parts of the state. On January 1st, 10 states, including Missouri, are scheduled to raise the minimum wage. Missouri's minimum wage will jump by 10 cents to $7.35 per hour. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports the pay increases could provide a nice bump in the state's economy.
The minimum wage increase comes after state voters approved a 2006 proposition to keep the minimum wage at a rate matching the growing cost of living. A study by the Economic Policy Institute suggests the increase will affect 79,000 workers in the state. That translates to an extra $190 annually in the pocket of a worker who earns the minimum wage. David Cooper is an economic analyst at the Institute. He says the extra dime per hour could help boost the U.S. gross domestic product by $8.6 million.
Low-wage workers are much more likely to spend every additional dollar that they receive just to get by. So that additional spending increases economic activity, which means more demand for businesses, goods and services, and overall economic activity tends to go up a little bit.
With the increase, Missouri now sits 10 cents above the federal minimum wage. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
A Missouri appeals court has refused to overturn an order that freed a St. Louis man who spent nearly 30 years in prison for the 1982 slaying of a St. Louis woman. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that today a three-judge panel of the Missouri Court of Appeals rejected Attorney General Chris Koster's appeal of a ruling last month that freed 56-year-old George Allen. Koster's office says it will not appeal further, and St. Louis prosecutors say they won't retry Allen. A blizzard warning for southeast Missouri has been canceled about 4 hours before it was scheduled to expire after a winter storm dumped several inches of snow in the state's boot heel. The National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, says snowfall in Missouri through this morning ranged from 3.5 inches to 9.5 inches, with the heaviest accumulations in the Sykeston area. A meteorologist in Springfield says the storm slid farther south than initially anticipated and spared most of the Ozarks from significant snowfall. Missouri State Highway Patrol spokesman Clark Parrott says drivers apparently heeded warnings from the patrol and Department of Transportation to stay off the roads. Troopers didn't investigate many accidents caused by the weather. Ameren, Missouri was reporting about 2,600 customers without electricity as of mid-morning. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.